This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 3 months ago. I'm talking about Dragonfly Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DFLYF. And if you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol DFLY. And if you're on the FSE, you can find them under the ticker symbol 3UE. And with us today is the chairman and CEO. We're very fortunate and lucky to have him, Mr. Cameron Chell. Cameron, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, before we get started on the Q&A, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of about statement, maybe 20 or 30 seconds, of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Sounds great. Dragonfly is the oldest operating drone manufacturer, commercial drone manufacturer in the world. We've been in business since 1999, and we're credited with having commercialized the first quadcopter. We are the first video on quadcopters, the first thermal imaging from drones, and the list goes on. And in fact, a Dragonfly drone is credited with the first drone to have saved a human life, where we were flying missions with our drones for search and rescue operation that had found an accident victim that had wandered away from the vehicle in the middle of the winter. And that drone today sits in the Smithsonian. And it's because of that work that that our path has been one where we work deeply with public safety. We do an awful lot of contract engineering for military contractors, and we really have a deep, deep focus on sensor work. So we do a lot of AI work and a lot of payload work. We also fly flight services, and we've been around a long time and have deep roots in the industry, and are poised for some dramatic growth.
What I'm really interested in, I'm sure my listeners are, is the Dragonfly story. What is your main focus going forward, say, for the next two or three quarters in 2021?
Yeah, for us, it's all about data. The fact that we can manufacture all of our own devices, whether those are kiosks or robots or drones, is really a key component of why we get critical customers like government. Today, data is the new oil, and you need to be able to secure that data chain right from the point of design and manufacturing of the device, right through to the delivery and the analytics and the storage of the data. And because we offer that full turnkey system, you know, we're able to work with clients like AeroVironment or many of the large energy companies or the different government agencies that we do work for. So we're going to continue to build payloads and software AI systems that use the sensors on our devices in order to collect and analyze data. And that's really why we've been around for so long, is because to us, you know, we're an AI software company that happens to build drones. And we build those drones because we need to have a secure platform that doesn't have Chinese influence or foreign government influence or anything like that at all, so that our customers are totally secure with the data that they're getting.
If somebody was looking at your financial sheet here in 2020, they couldn't really tell that we went through a horrible crisis, COVID-19, because you guys had three quarters of sequential growth, quarter over quarter. That being said, other than that, what makes your company so special?
Yeah, so what's really leading the way for us right now is a product line that we call Vital Intelligence. And so about 9 months ago, we had one of our public safety customers approach us and say, hey, could you guys develop a sensor package on a drone via the cameras that could measure social distancing and mask wearing? And the use case was they wanted to be able to fly it over crowds to determine how well their public policy is working and getting people to wear masks and social distance. They also wanted to determine where potential outbreaks were going to be coming from, and to monitor super spreader type events, or measure super spreader events. And so we did that, and we delivered that product to them, and it's a fantastic AI product. And somebody made an offhand comment that would be, you know, what would be really cool is if you could determine if people had an infectious disease or a condition from a camera. And so fast forward 9 months later, we did develop that, and we have fully commercialized it. So from a camera on a drone, or from a camera on a kiosk, or from a CCTV security camera, and now or from a camera on your smartphone, you can simply hold up and within about 15 seconds, get a reading of your heart rate, your respiratory rate, your blood pressure, and your SpO2, all of which are non-asymptomatic potential conditions for an infectious condition. Certainly, our other systems do thermal as well, so we can measure, you know, fever and such. But fever can be asymptomatic, or if somebody takes an aspirin or such, it's not indicative. So this technology has now been deployed onto kiosks for government buildings, for senates, for prisons, for campuses, for schools. We now have it being imported and, used for entrance systems. We have it being used for contact tracing. We have it being used for telehealth apps. And it's game changing. And it's what's driving the business right now. And, you know, really the sky's the limit with what the potential of the tech is.
And are you guys already monetizing this, or are you just bringing this out to the forefront?
No, we're active in sales. We've got a full sales crew do it. We've sold into the movie industry. We've sold into higher education. We've sold into sheriff's department, prison systems, government senates. This will be the new standard that as you walk into crowded areas, you know, and there needs to be health checks, that, you know, just temperature won't be enough. That there will also, you know, the heart rates and respiratory rates and all of that stuff will be taken into consideration to determine if somebody potentially should go for a secondary COVID test or such.
I want to change gears here for a second. A couple of days ago, December 16th, I believe, you put out a press release basically talking about disinfectant, and that you guys, I think you did something with the Alabama State University. Bring us up to speed. Why did you get into that area, and what is that going to do for your company?
Yeah, so I mean, I think first, it's about 2 months ago, we were selected by a company called Varigard, V-A-R-I-G-A-R-D, which has a revolutionary organic product, FDA lab tested, that actually sequesters and has a kill efficacy of up to 24 hours on any surface. So what that means is if you apply this sanitizer onto your hands or onto a surface, you know, nothing can grow there, and anything that is contagious is instantly killed and has a up to 24-hour efficacy. It's game-changing. So this company is just taking the market by storm in terms of the sanitization of stadiums and, you know, large areas. And so they went through a bit of a beauty contest and ended at the end of the day ended up selecting Dragonfly as their exclusive flight services division globally. So we see this as a minimum, in my opinion anyway, $10 million business next year. And the first customer to roll it out was Alabama State University. Now, what's interesting about Alabama State University, in the mix of an unfortunately COVID-ridden area, there's this campus that's led by Dr. Ross, who's an incredible individual. And his leadership, he has a campus that's COVID-free.
Mm.
He implemented early mask wearing, social distancing. He implemented early the Dragonfly protocol. He's got our units all over his campus. So when he understood this product that selected us to be the flight services, after some testing, he immediately jumped on board, and he's now spraying his campus down, in particular the stadiums, because he's got some basketball tournaments coming up. He's going to be the first campus that reopens. He is absolutely the poster child of how this is all should have been handled, and Dragonfly is very honored to have this, have been the opportunity to work closely with him and be a part of that.
Your stock price is currently on American dollars. It's 46 cents. Your market cap, give or take, is around 38 million to 40 million. That being said, why do you believe that your company could be a billion-dollar company?
I've had the great pleasure of being part of the leadership team of two other small-cap, micro-cap stocks in the past that have gone through $1 billion, one to $2 billion and one to $3.2 billion, one of which I was fortunate enough to be the CEO of. And I know the telltale signs of what has to happen in order to graduate a company through this process, but also what it technically takes and what it takes from a management perspective to grow it. We have an incredible team. Our board includes people like Andy Card, who's the former Secretary of Transportation. He was the White House Chief of Staff for 6+ years. We've got John Mitnick, who's the former GC of Homeland Security. We've got Julie Myers, who's the former Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. We've got Jack Chow, who's the first Deputy Secretary of the World Health Organization for Infectious Disease. Like, we have just had the ability to attract the most incredible team that gives us access to the best customers. We've got a 22-year, 10-year, you know, engineering bench that can do things for military contractors that other people can't do. We have special people, and we produce special products. We've got one of the strongest patent portfolios in the business. In fact, last year, DJI, the largest drone company in the world, lost a $190 million lawsuit based on the patent that we licensed to Altel. And they had to pull product off the shelf. Now, there isn't a drone product in the world that probably doesn't infringe on one of our patents right now. Now, we're not pursuing patents and stuff. We're in the business of pursuing customers. But we get incredible customers because they know they have to deal with our patent portfolio. So I believe we're poised to be the billion-dollar drone North American drone company, and we're on a couple of great little markets to do so. We know how to graduate companies up through NASDAQ, and we have every intention of doing the same thing here.
Cameron, before I let you go, real quick, maybe 10 or 15 seconds, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from 2020 and today's interview?
The Dragonfly is that diamond in the rough. It's got an incredible, if you look at the team, you know, this is a billion-dollar company management team. Everybody has built, to some degree, billion-dollar companies. We have an absolutely incredible product lineup and service lineup that's second to none with a dynamic and really solid patent portfolio. And the third thing that we have is we have demonstrated growth. We have 50% Q over Q growth the last three quarters. We have over 200% year-over-year growth, and we don't see any end in sight.
I want to thank you for being on my show today. That we're highlighting is Dragonfly Inc. If you haven't heard of them, look them up. I think they're an up-and-coming company, very undervalued, but that's my personal opinion. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DFLYF. And if you're up there in Canada, they're on the CSE under the ticker symbol DFLY. Cameron, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I've been a longtime fan. It's great to be on finally. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.